it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Back at KeyBank Center, and we are hosting 8 of Sabretooth's friends from around the NHL and Western New York for our inaugural Mascot Madness game on Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 18th, against the Florida Panthers. Doors open at 11:30. Puck drop is set for 1. First 5,000 kids in attendance to receive a commemorative Sabretooth beanie. And we'll have multiple stations to meet and take pictures with our 8 attending mascots. So bring the family early. Of course, we've been talking for a while about the home-heavy schedule to start the year. Buffalo seeking their first win tonight in game 2 of the 3-game stand. Zach Benson is in as they will take on Levi Marilainen and the Ottawa Senators. And, of course, the homestand concludes on Saturday with the Panthers. Great to have Beck Malenstein with us. No better place to start than fantasy football, right? I mean, You two are going off here off air.
So. I am so upset. I missed out on waivers yesterday. I need a wide receiver, so I'm asking the general public, who should I go after? I got injuries. I got bye week issue. I'm in trouble. So what do you recommend?
Oh, I don't know. We have a 16-man league, so I mean,
our
bench players don't even see the field half the time, yeah. So I don't know who to tell you to go
okay,
after.
Okay, well, I was going after Kendrick Bourne, but you said you picked him up 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, and he's paid out for me, so you might be
late. I'm a week late for
that. I know.
Hey, let me ask you this. You're a corporate guy, so like when a full organization email gets sent out to somebody,
sure,
okay, and you need to reply, and you accidentally hit reply all, and everybody gets your reply. I'm talking about 300 people gets your reply.
That sounds like a death wish for me. I don't think I want that.
That's Rob Ray. Rob Ray decided to reply because he forgot his password.
You understand it's on purpose, right, Marty?
Is it on purpose?
Yes, every time, every year, all the time, never fear. Like,
so
seriously.
Rob Ray's response was, I don't remember my password and login information, but he sent it to the whole organization.
Hey.
Is that a fine?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I
mean, it depends on what you're sending back, you know?
Well, I guess, yes. Yeah. That wasn't bad. Razor could send a lot worse
well,
things.
Well, and then maybe there's repercussions for that. But
yes.
Okay, just make fun of him.
I'll try. Okay.
Do you have a favorite mascot? We have Mascot Madness happening here on Saturday, so the kids that are coming into the building are going to be pretty excited.
Okay. Favorite mascot?
Any sport? Time of your life, yes.
Oh. We had season tickets to the University of Washington in Seattle, so I'll go with the Husky down there. We'll take that. Yeah,
college mascots, they go all out.
Oh, they really do.
Like that's like you come out of there and you're probably like have to do a surgery a year. Like it's a football player, like a surgery a year.
Some of the things they're doing, it's incredible.
Okay, so I'll name my top three for me. Beta Boom was one of them. Obviously, the Quebec Nordiques mascot back in the days, he was awesome. Yuppie, but the Expos Yuppie, not the Montreal Canadiens Yuppie. It's the same guy, but he once got kicked out of a baseball game. Yuppie the mascot. Tommy Lasorda got him kicked out because he was jumping on top of their dugout, and he got him kicked out. And the Philly Fanatic, because when I was in Philly, we would go to Philly's game, and my son got to meet him. He was a little scared of him at first.
Oh, yeah.
And he was unbelievable. So that's my top three. There you go.
Have you had any
Sabretooth's in there, too, but
I was just going to ask, have you had any memorable interactions with Sabretooth since you've been here?
Yeah. I mean, I've spent some time out in the community with Sabretooth. I'm not going to reveal if I've met the man behind the mask or not, but I will give him credit. The antics that he's able to pull off out in the community and the energy he brings, I mean, the kids could care less if we show up. If Sabretooth is there, that is number one, two and through, you know, just let Tooth take care of it. So, no, I have nothing but good things to say about Tooth. My son loves him, so it's all good.
And your son is How old?
A year and a half.
I was going to say two.
I know, oh, I was going to say. But my wife had a picture of the two of them sitting on the couch in the family lounge the other day. So, son's a big fan of Tooth. So, yeah, he's in my good books.
So, do you have your boy come down to the glass and warm up? Do you say hello? Like, I know we saw Alex Tuck the other day doing it. Like, when we played my days, like, they didn't come around the glass. Like, it wasn't happening. And I'm like, I wish I would have seen my son there. My girl's like, hey, how you doing? Lift the mask. And, oh, it's dad, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah. I mean, I think games are always tough. The afternoon ones are awesome because, you know, they're not going to sleep. 7 o'clock game. He's usually out cold by the time we're starting. So, yeah, my wife usually will pop down there with him. You know, this was kind of the first time where he was able to really notice that it was me, and that was, you know, that's a cool experience, right, that you can kind of see that connection. So, no, it's a fun little thing before the game starts to, you know, just have them share that experience with us.
See, I was my son was 2 when I got in that fight with Ray Emery, the Ottawa Brawl. And he wasn't on the glass for that one. Good. Thank goodness. He would have said, like, that's not my dad. That's not my dad. He got beat up. But, yeah, I remember after the game, he's like, he's trying to punch me because he saw me getting in a fight. So that's going to be coming. You're going
right.
to get
no,
a
big exactly.
fight. That's coming.
Well, yeah. Any hockey skills being shown by your boy yet?
I mean, he's happy to grab a stick and whack a ball around, golf club, football. He's kind of doing it all. He's got a lawnmower that he pushes around. I mean, it really anything.
Right up Marty's alley.
Yeah, I know. Anything that he can run with, you know, he's pretty happy to do all of it. But, no, he's starting to figure out the game a little bit, scoring goals and things like that. He loves it. So
I'll get him a truck with a plow next.
Snow's coming out. Yeah,
snow's
I'll take the help.
So it'll be Plowmaster, whatever, number 29.
Right? Perfect.
That would be awesome. Talking about hockey, so last game you guys go in, boom, first shift. Felt like you and Josh and Cozy, like you set the tone, like you got in. When you came back to the bench, did you feel that there was some energy that you guys started right away? And there was a few times in the first half of the game that your line brought in some stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was a challenge brought to us before the game that we wanted to start that way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, right from the hop, get pucks, bodies to the net, try to create some chaos, and thought we were able to do that. And, yeah, you can feel the energy in the rink. You can feel the energy around the guys. And, you know, it's obviously a great feeling to know that you've been able to start the game the right way and try to bring that. I thought we were able to find some chances to do that throughout the game as well. And it's got to be a focus for us moving forward. You know, you would know yourself, goalies are getting bigger, better.
Yeah.
And the more traffic we can put in front of them, harder it is to make saves. You're going to find rebounds, bodies, and things like that. So.
Yeah, bigger, that's for sure.
What do you think the biggest challenge has been for the team offensively so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be part of it, is just the traffic that we can create around the net. You know, there's so many opportunities within games to have pretty plays happen, but so many goals, as you guys know, are scored, you know, in and around the crease that went off a shin pad that a guy finds on the backside, and just a willingness to consistently put the puck into those areas with bodies and people around. So I think that's an area that, you know, we're focused on growing and, you know, just starting to put more pucks to the net, have more focus of attacking that area and have that result pay out for us.
What's Kozak and Dunn bring in? Because I felt like both of them had really good training camp and then they don't start, you know, on the 12-man forward group and then they kind of find their way in because of injuries. But what do you feel that they bring in to your line, to your type of game?
Yeah, I think realistically it's just an effective simplicity is probably the best way to put it. You know, it's soft chips into the corners and knowing that you're going to have a guy to support you so you can make a quick play out of it, and then that's going to result in offensive zone time and, you know, a willingness to just put a soft puck out of the D zone off the wall and we're going to skate onto it. And just a kind of a really simple, aggressive style of play, which when all three guys are on that same page, it can be really effective.
Do you ever feel like, and this carryover from one year to the next is hard because there's so much roster turnover typically, but last year your group played very well, clean sheet of success against Ottawa. Why might that be?
Hard to say, honestly. I mean, I think every year there's probably one or two teams that you come out of the year with and you have it, like you're saying, a clean slate, and there might not be any rhyme or reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great hockey team on that side. They got a great goalie in the net. They have lots of skill, so it's going to be a great challenge for us tonight to you know, flip our season around against a team, like you said, that we had success against last year, but every season's new, and it's going to be a new challenge.
Will you miss Brady Tkachuk not being out there tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, as a competitor, it's obviously great to have those guys on the ice, and but, you know, I'm definitely happy to not have him out there, too. He creates a lot of havoc. He's a very gifted hockey player in what he does. I think he plays a heavy, hard game along with a lot of skill kind of combined with it, so... you know that they're going to be looking to fill the void of him not being in there, and that's something that we have to push as well.
Do the coaching staff or, you know, the supporting staff, do they put out numbers out there, kind of paint the picture? Ottawa's been giving up goals, been giving up chances. The goals have been hard to come by. Maybe like trying to build a positive way to look at the game tonight. Like, we'll get chances. So do they put those numbers out there, and would you look at them to see, like, what are the areas you can take advantage of?
Yeah, I think those numbers probably grow as the season goes on once they have, you know, a little bit bigger of a database mm-hmm. to build off of. But, no, we're going to sit down and take looks at, you know, where we think we can take advantage of certain things that they're doing and some areas that we can improve on just on our end to give us more success. And, yeah, every team, obviously, there's going to be little systematic changes that you think are going to give you, you know, a little bit of an edge out there, and we'll try to find those.
Anything else that you need to tell us about? I mean, we haven't spoken in months, obviously, since last year. So this is a big time to catch up.
Yeah, on. No, I mean, I can't think of anything too crazy.
Summer highlights, concerts, travel.
There wasn't too much travel. You know, we stayed pretty close to home. Summer was great, though. Got to spend lots of time with the family. My wife, we're expecting another little boy here very soon. So that's on the... I mean, coming days here, we could see it at any time. So.
Do you have a pager? Like, the kids don't know about the pager.
No,
but you don't have a beeper, a pager.
We call him Keebzak. He's gonna be my pager. So
Keebzak.
Yeah.
He's the one that calls those.
Exactly. Days. He's the responsible. But no. So we have that. That's obviously we're very excited for that. But yeah, no. Other than that, it was a pretty basic summer. Lots of time spent with family. Just trying to soak that all in.
He had a concert last night. What type of music are you in? And I'm saying that because, you know, a couple of years ago we did the personal goal songs. Now it's a team goal song. Last night the Montreal Canadiens, their home opener, they came out to their own, like almost like a batter's walk-up, like their own personal songs when they got announced on the ice.
Okay.
So what type of music do you like, and, you know, what's getting you going, like when you drive to the rink?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big mix. I would say normally country music is kind of where I land, but, you know, I grew up in a house of everything. My dad loved every type of music. My brother went to school actually for musical jazz, so, like, there's a lot of music in the house. I do like it all, but I would say...
You play an instrument?
I played guitar growing up. I've fallen off of it a little bit, but I could still pick one up and, you know, make it sound okay. Something I think I'd probably like to pursue maybe again a little bit in the spare time. But, no, I'm probably, you know, country music would be the first one that I would listen to. And then maybe some classic rock or something like that on the way to the rink.
Eric Church is coming to the arena.
I know.
Mumford & Sons tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, Mumford & Sons tomorrow. You're right. Mm-hmm. But February 13th, I believe, is Eric Church.
So yeah, middle of the All-Star
Jonas
break,
Brothers
think,
here
so.
On November 9th.
November 9th,
so.
Yeah.
Lots of shows.
Rivalry Series on November 8th.
Yeah, we're emptying out the whole calendar here.
Are you KeyBank Center.
Are you a singer as well as a guitar player?
Oh, no, you don't need to hear me sing. Oh. No, that is not a gift that
you
I was blessed with.
Got good radio
with,
voice, though. I like the tone.
Yeah, it's based for radio. It's perfect, you know? It's what we work with.
It's what we know and embrace every single day. Beck, thank you. Good luck with everything.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Pleasure.
On game-worn jerseys from the 24-25 season, proceeds benefit the Sabres Foundation. Scan the QR code or visit sabres.com/auction today. And, of course, this auction closes this weekend on October the 19th. Injury news from around the NHL. Benson in for the Sabres tonight. Dis or dat, still to come.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.